The great challenges. There cannot exist a manual of life, because each and every one of us represents a unique story that can't be summarized. We each make unique decisions based on our previous experiences. Some years ago, I was called to jury duty, and wanting to learn more about it, I've read Michelle Alexander's book. I once wanted to be a judge, but that book changed my opinion about our criminal justice system. I will use my struggle to comprehend what has happened in this text to demonstrate how great beings like Michelle Alexander changed the world. How challenges transform us and transform within us. How they enter stories like this poem so that they are never forgotten. And as we grow in wisdom, we will add to the gravity of the situation so that the changes that the world needs will come sooner. Overall, we can say that you are supposed to bring on an age in which students can trust teachers with real education. This age will result in a massive increase in the global education level. The kids will take care of the rest. You are just as important as the world. You deserve an early retirement, cheerful days, and a happy life. I am asking you to think in terms of multiple generations, because no one person should be made to suffer the mistakes of the entire world. To give you the simplest example I can think of right now, your contributions need legs, as Lloyd Blankenship calls it. So it's probably an audiobook that you have to create. If you like, you can give speeches like Richard Dawkins or Brené Brown or Michelle Alexander. To write that book, you will need to get at truths in life. You need to arrange them in a coherent network that will help others understand the world a little bit better. Not completely, but better. As you learn, you will become passionate about certain things that move you. Ecology, mass incarceration, human rights, real education, real growing up. The things that you are most passionate about will enhance the things that you have learned from other great beings. When you comprehend indoctrination, you will see that criminals are not really themselves when committing crimes in their youth. They are still very deadly, but they are not to be punished. They need a real education, as despite the evil things that people do sometimes, they are not done by choice, but by a mix of indoctrination and probably drugs. Indoctrination need not have a designer. The people who first started using an early notion of money, for example, never intended to put the world in poverty. Poverty emerged on its own. Nobody designed it. It is just that people are not yet wise enough to fix it. Neighborhood violence is another emergent indoctrination. It is aided by poverty and the sick idea that nobody can disrespect a person. This idea will drive people to prison, and it will persist in prison, making officials think that prisoners are a lost cause. A person researching these matters is bound to realize that these kids and young people are raised misinformed about the world. This is why crappy police officers say that criminals are stupid. What is actually going on is that the criminals are living in an alternate reality that is fueled by broken things. They are trying to survive. They are trying to rise. But the world around them is not the real world. It's been pulled over their eyes. It's a world of poverty and violence and terrible things. Here we can see that the people we sent to prison were not even themselves when committing their crimes. A human being that is enabled by real knowledge and resulting wisdom, and allowed to grow up without being choked by poverty or devastated by depression, will become perfectly beautiful. The human beings that we call criminals are victims of indoctrination. The stuff clouding their judgment just emerged out of poverty, out of lack of education, out of desperation, fear, hunger, loneliness, harm, and hurt. Prisons are a place that punish and harm even more. They make people worse. This is not what people who are not acting of their own volition need. These kinds of folks need to be unindoctrinated. They need to be brought into our world, into our reality, so that they can function in normal ways. If you were to write such a book, speaking about criminals as victims of indoctrination, it would end up in the hands of inmates, prison officials, guards, and politicians. And small changes would begin to happen as more and more people would see that we've been sending our children to prison due to our own blindness and lack of foresight. Such a book would not just influence prisons, but add to the gravity of all the other good changes that are queued up in the world that we live in. In this case, you would have two types of changes, helping inmates out of their alien world and preventing people from ending up in prisons. Dealing with existing inmates would require converting prisons to schools in hope of undoing their indoctrination. And prevention, which attacks the indoctrination itself, would add gravity to universal basic income programs and to real education programs such as Will Richardson hints on, and changes that Michelle Alexander, Candace Sumner, and Duncan Campbell have already started creating. Break away from all that you know and reject fake education and begin learning for real from hundreds or even thousands of the wisest books and narrated books that you can find at your library. Search for entire lifetimes of knowledge and wisdom. Look for adventures, biographies, storytellers, and philosophers. And become an independent, great being. Because the thing that you need to do lies just past the tipping point between your wisdom and your greatness.